Welcome to our series on climbing, and these videos that we're going to do for you this time are going to be really a question answer, interactive, where you ask questions and we'll try and reply to them. First, I'd like to say we hope that you found the website useful and informative, that it's helping your climbing and improving what you do. So this first video clip that we're going to give you is basically a background, a setting, if you like, for some of the questions that you have, and trying to broaden the field and also deepen the field of investigation. So really, it's going to be looking at what is human movement. It's a straightforward question: what is human movement? However, at the moment we have no unifying theory to human movement. Much of sports science today is kind of engaged in what we call descriptive science. It's describing human movement. However, we'd like to suggest looking at the essence and principles of movement, trying to create what we would call a unifying theory of movement, conceptualize what movement is, bring together the fields of biomechanics, physiology, mental processing and so forth, and bring them into one unified theory. So let's come back to the first question that I asked. What is human movement? Well, simply, life equals movement. If there is no movement, you're dead. More scientifically, we could say transformation of energy is the basis of life. If there is no transformation of energy, then there is no movement and you are dead. So therefore, if we talk about movement, we're talking about movement as being a change. And of course, changes can occur externally or internally. And what I mean by that is, if we take our human body in reference to climbing, what changes are occurring that are external to us and what changes are occurring internally? And then we need to figure out the reasons, the impact and influences of those changes. And of course, a change in one thing can create a chain reaction change in other things. So we need to kind of step back and say, okay, how do we unify the many different things that are going on externally as well as internally and create a unified concept of movement? Well, that's what we're going to look at in these following videos, while also bringing in some of your questions and answering them within this framework. We should also understand at this point in the background video that everything in our universe is moving. We're in constant motion. So when we go to climb, we're climbing within a framework of motion. And so our own movement is in relation to the movement of the world, the earth, if you like, in relation to other bodies within the universe. So in order to bring ourselves to understand what movement is, we will continue this series and develop some of the other concepts and ideas that form movement, hopefully finding the principles, the underlying essence of what movement is, and hopefully we will be able to bring you to what we would call a unifying theory of movement.